right, welcome to Bookhound. That's right, a talk show all about authors and the publishing industry, heard right here on our flagship 99.1 FM Talk. That's Fox News Radio, and also in front of a live audience now at Reno Town Mall, directly across from the Reno Sparks Convention Center. And this show is hosted by none other than one of the owners of LaRue Press. That's Jan Hermsen.
Thanks, Eddie. I think you'll really enjoy our next guest, and if you're thinking about buying a car, you'll need to listen very closely to what Dennis Dupreau has to say. He's the author of Auto Emotions 101, Your Emotional Guide to Buying a Car. It's all about emotion, isn't it, Dennis?
Yeah, buying a car can be very emotional, because a lot of things we've been told in life is we never make a decision based on emotions. But we make pretty much every decision based on emotions.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself to start out with? We do like to personalize our show and get to know a little bit about a background about you and why you decided to write Auto Emotions 101.
Well, I've been associated with the automobile industry for pretty solid 15, 16 years now. I've done everything from selling cars to fleet manager to ordering cars from factories to fixing cars to being a service director, and I've lived in the community for 32 years.
That's great. So, right here in Reno, right?
Right, in Reno Sparks area. Lived here since 1980.
And your book represents a lot of the experience that you gained by being there.
Well, you know, it's funny. Whenever family members or friends find out you're in the automobile industry in whatever capacity, they always seem to come to you and want to know, well, what do you think the advice is? Am I getting a good deal here?
Exactly. You know, and the dealers need to make money on these cars.
That's right. They spend millions of dollars to get you in there. And
right.
So it's an emotional situation when you actually make that decision to go there.
And that's really a lot of what your book is about, correct?
Right. The idea was when I started it, was taking some of those questions that were asked me and putting them into a theme of emotion, because emotion has a big bearing on how you buy a car.
Right. So I'm getting ready to purchase a car, and one of the things I want is I want four-wheel drive, and but I'm really not going to need it that much. So how does your book kind of help us to work through those types of things?
Well, we have a lot of things that are pulling and tugging on us. Some of it's commercial. We watch all those commercials on TV, and they try and get you to the dealership. They're spending thousands and thousands of dollars on those things.
Right.
And secondly, it comes down to needs and wants. We have a lot of emotional things with environment.
Right, but it's price, too, because I'm
everybody seems to be
concerned
on price.
Oh, absolutely. I want a cheap car, but I want a good car.
Well, a cheap car is, that's where in the book there's a story about what started the whole thing was a gentleman came in and one day and he said to me, he says, I really want to trade this vehicle in.
Right.
And I said, well, why would you want to do that? And because, you know, it was a brand new vehicle, and you get caught in that good old depreciation trap when you get a new car.
Right, yeah, because now it's not worth what
and
it's
he said,
worth.
Well, I don't like it because it's underpowered, it's too small, and it's the wrong
then
color.
Then why did he buy it?
That's what I asked him. The next thing I said, I said, why did you buy it? He said, oh, I really got a good deal.
I said, I
thought a good deal was something you want to keep.
Sure.
So that kind of started the whole theme of the idea.
Well, is it realistic for somebody to get a good deal, though, when they're going in?
Well, with the advent of the Internet nowadays, everybody believes that they can go on the Internet and get the good deal because they all have access to this information.
Right.
Well, that's exactly what it is. In the book, I talk about facts and figures. Well,
Okay. You
don't want to get so lost in the facts and figures you haven't dealt with the emotional side. When we were all younger, buying a car was fun.
Right.
They've taken a lot of the fun out of it.
You think so?
So I'm trying to put the fun back in it because whenever you bought a car, the first thing you did when you took it home is you wanted to show it to the neighbors. You wanted to show it to your relatives. Look what I did.
Right.
You know, Dennis, I'm going to jump in right now and ask you a question that I find very intriguing. When I grew up, and of course I'm a lot older than both of you put together.
But no, I don't think so.
I remember when it was such a wonderful experience to just wait on the new cars being presented by the various auto manufacturers. Like, man, when Chevy came out, you wanted to see what the new Chevy looked like. When Ford came out, you wanted to see what they were competing with, et cetera, et cetera. And now, I'm sorry to say, but some of that emotion seems to be gone too, because they all kind of look alike now.
I can remember getting on my bicycle. Remember when they used to have those big spotlights on?
Oh, yeah.
And you'd follow, you get on your bike and follow to find out where that spotlight's coming, because you knew there was new bent sheet metal coming.
Exactly.
And that's what they call them in the trade, is bent sheet metal, you know. And you're right. I lived only a couple of blocks from a Ford dealership, and I couldn't wait for the new model. I remember when the Mustang came out in 64 and a half.
Absolutely.
I raced down there real quick because I had to check out this new Mustang.
And they seemed
was basically a Falcon.
And they seemed to compete, didn't they, Dennis? In other words, the big automakers here in the United States of America, you know, like Ford would win this year with Mustang in 64 and 65, and then Chevy would come out with a Camaro, and then they would bounce back and forth. And it seemed like it all started with the 1957 Chevy, but maybe I digress.
Well, the 57 Chevy was very popular. In fact, General Motors at one time was thinking about bringing the 57 Chevy back.
I hope so.
But I don't see that. I think the biggest thing that's happened in the automobile industry is, say, in the last 10, maybe 5 years, back when you're talking about a Ford was a Ford.
Right.
A Chevy was a Chevy, Dodge or whatever was a Dodge. But now parts are made all over the world. And that's why maybe about 10 or 15 years ago, they have a Maroni sticker. That's that big sticker on the car.
Tells you the price.
Tells you the price, but it also tells you how many parts come from what country or how where it was assembled and that. So most of your plants, it's like Toyota says, well, we're making cars in the United States. Well, okay, I'll buy that. They actually assemble them in the United States.
Right.
But most of the parts are made overseas.
And named after the gentleman who made that law famous, Maroney himself.
That's correct.
Said, you better put this price on, because too many people are being taken advantage of in our nation. Now, Jan, how do we get a hold of his book? How do we get a hold of Dennis Dupreau's book?
Dennis, you have a couple of websites.
I have a website. It's basically the title of the book. It's AutoEmotions101.com.
Right.
And it gives you a little brief overlay of some of the things that you're going to run into when you go into a dealership. And the idea behind it, it's a very quick read book. There's even a chapter in there that you can read for free.
Oh, very good. Online then. So it's available via ebook as well as in print. And in print, you can get it at www.lrpnv.com, which is our wonderful website. And in addition to that, again, the ebook available at AutoEmotions101.com.
That's correct.
This is Bookhound in front of a live audience here at Reno Town Mall with Jan Hermsen, brought to you by LaRue Press, and we will be right back.
Attention all business professionals in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Are you looking for a new career path? Tired of doing the same boring thing day in and day out for almost no money? Well, Nevada Matters Media has an opportunity for you. We are looking for dynamic, motivated self-starters to join our growing team of marketing consultants. If you desire a position with flexible hours that will give you the freedom to create your own schedule and earn what you are truly worth, then a career with Nevada Matters Media might be for you. If you are professional, motivated, and aspire to be your own boss, email your resume and cover letter to Dave Reichert, Regional Sales Director, at dave@nevadamatters.us. That's dave@nevadamatters.us, or apply in person at the Nevada Matters Studios located in the Reno Town Mall, across from the Reno Sparks Convention Center. Nevada Matters Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, want a good deal at some of your favorite local businesses? Want to get a group coupon discount without group coupon prices? Look no further than Lola's List, your number one source for local deals here in Northern Nevada. Look for Lola's List at many local merchants or download your own copy at ask4lolascoupons.com.
Lola's List has great deals from local merchants, like $5 off at the Wet Hen Cafe, 2-for-1 admission at the Roller Kingdom, a mani-pedi at Vonda Nails for only $35, or buy one, get one free at Sunstation Tanning. For advertising opportunities, call Herbert at 775-247-4633. Once again, download your own copy of Lola's List discount coupons at www.ask4lolascoupons.com. Ask for lolascoupons.com.
Hey guys, this is Josh, the Big Show McCarthy, and I just want to remind you to tune in every Saturday morning from 6 to 7 a.m. for Bubba's Bet Sports Talk, brought to you by the Rail City Ale House. Hey, you got a question about the big game? Shoot us a message at facebook.com/Bubba's Bet or tweet us at Bubba's Bet. Bubba's Bet Sports Talk Radio, heard right here on 99.1 FM Talk.
We are back now with Bookhound, and this is all about authors, not just in the great state of Nevada, but all across this nation of ours. And the host of the show, Jan Hermson, owner of LaRue Press, that actually brings Bookhound to you week after week on our flagship 99.1 FM Talk, Fox News Radio, has been interviewing Dennis Dupreau right now. And his book, Auto Emotions 101. Now, we've asked him to stay for this second segment. We didn't have enough time to cover because it is an emotional issue,
yes,
buying a car. And it's about time, Jan, that somebody address this issue.
That's right. You know, and as I think about the fact that I'm thinking about buying my own car right now, and Dennis said he'd help me. you know, it's one of those things where you think about it and you think, oh, I know what I want. But then you start to go and look, and it seems like it all changes.
Well, one thing that's going on right now is the branding. Branding is a big deal to a dealership. I mean, if you bought a Nissan or you bought a Dodge or you bought a Ford or Chevy, if you don't have any real problems with it, the odds are you're going to go back and replace it with the same brand.
Right.
But if you have trouble with it, the branding is broken.
Except that sometimes a person feels like, well, I know at least what I'm getting into.
Well, the problem when you go to a dealership that I see is the major problem is that when you go in there, you're really not prepared to go in there.
Right.
And that was the idea behind the book, to give you, not tell you what to do, but tell you what to think about. Because when you go in there, it's probably the second largest purchase you're ever going to make in your life.
That's very
and
true.
And you do it more than once. And remember this in negotiations. They sell anywhere between 200 and 300, maybe 400 cars a month. You do it once every two or three years. And if you get into negotiations, who's going to win at these negotiations?
The expert, Dennis, the expert.
The one that does it all the time.
That's right.
And they're taught to do that. They're taught very well. Some of them are new. Some of them have been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And you also have a glossary of terms in the back of the book, which are rather amusing.
Yeah, that was the fun part to do, because a lot of people do not understand what they represent or who they are in the eyes of the person you go into.
Right. Tell the audience a little bit about that, because the glossary of terms is really not so much learning about cars as it is about the people, those sales folks that are out there selling to you.
And I'm not here to chastise any salespeople, because they're just humans just like us.
That's
and
right.
They have good days and bad days. Sometimes they're doing exactly what they're told to do.
Right.
But it is a process. I mean, when you go,
and they have their own lingo as well, huh?
They have their own lingo, and the thing is when you go in there, it could be a 15-minute deal, or it can be all day.
Right. Well, usually, I know when I've gone and purchased vehicles, it takes a while. I plan on the day.
Well, I had a gentleman one time tell me, he says, you know, when you come in, I know how you play this game. There's going to be a sales manager. He's going to come in. He's going to scratch on a piece of paper, and he's going to try and get me to agree to something. You only get one shot. I thought, oh, man, this guy's really up to date.
Right.
Well, when we get to number five, I said to him, I thought we were only going to get one shot. He says, yeah, what's the deal with that? I said, well, you keep saying no.
Wow. You know, has it changed over the years? Dennis, I'm going to jump in with a question. And I'm talking about the dealership method of sales. Has it changed over the years? I remember when I've seen a couple different type of formats, like the liners, where you'd have your liners, they'd bring them in to the closer, then the closer would take them to the finance F&I man, finance and insurance man.
That's pretty much
man.
The way it still works.
Is it still the way
it works?
Well,
that way.
That's why, Jan, I'm referred to probably in the back of his book as a lay down. I'm one of those lay down.
Lay down is a person who doesn't really argue or negotiate. I bet people don't know that when they come on the property, they're called an up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
how did you come up with
one.
The name like up?
Yeah,
I'm
that's
not
right.
Sure.
You're up, salesman.
You're an up. And then when the salesman approaches you, he has to qualify you immediately, because he's there to make money. If he doesn't sell anything, he doesn't get anything.
And while we're on those terms, Jan, okay, one of the most dreaded things that any salesman on any lot wants to hear is that He was a B-back.
Oh, B-backs, yeah.
Yes.
B-back is a person that comes in, and you go through the whole process, and they say, well, I'll be back in a little bit. I got to go down the street.
I've probably been a B-back a lot.
Yeah, only 86% of the time a B-back doesn't come back. That's why they hang on to you so
And that's
hard.
What I used to tell the salespeople on the dealerships that I was involved in the years gone by. I would say, well, I hope you gave him your watch to make sure he would be back.
There's an old story about throwing keys on the roof.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What we found out, or what I found out, the key to the thing is what they call glue. So that glue is your down payment.
Amen.
And they don't want to go to the desk without any glue. And the glue, the reason they call it glue is because they want you to stay there because they either have your driver's license or your keys or money.
Right. Now, Dennis, one last question that comes to the sale with Jan's permission is these economic times we're in now. You know, there was a time, Jan, when people would go on a car lot and it seemed like just about everybody who could, you know, fog a mirror qualified. Nowadays, it seems to be a little tougher.
It's tough.
And, you know, you won't hear that same thing where that potential buyer says, oh, well, I'll try them for a while. No, there ain't no such thing.
I've always liked the term when you see the commercial, no credit app refused. Well, of course they're not going to refuse an app. They want to know who the heck you are.
Absolutely.
Whether you can afford to buy anything.
Absolutely. But, you know, I look forward, Jan. What a wonderful opportunity we've had now with Dennis Dupreaux, author of Auto Emotions 101. For the people who may have just tuned in now, Jan, I think it's important that we give out how they get a hold of this book. And also, a couple people in the audience are asking how they get a hold of Jan Hermsen and LaRue Press.
Well, to get a hold of Dennis's book, make sure you go to either autoemotions101.com or lrpnv.com, and that's our website. I'm happy to help you there. And
you've been terrific.
Oh, well, thank you for being here, Dennis.
And you know, Dennis, for the people who are listening in the audience, be they involved in the sales industry when it comes to the automotive business or just want to read a book because, like Jan and myself, they're thinking about buying a car.
I believe that this book will give you guidance towards any kind of purchase, especially
if
one of higher dollar value.
That's what
wonderful,
I wanted to hear.
Wonderful.
That's why they need to get a hold of you. This is Bookhound with Jan Hermsen and LaRue Press, and we will be right back.
Hi, this is Elaine Voigt with My Journey Home, and I wanted to make everybody aware of the computers that we have for sale. The sponsors of the veteran shows here on 99.1 are sponsoring veterans. For $150, you can buy a veteran computer, mouse, monitor, and keyboard so they have a computer to use at home. Then it's loaded with Microsoft Word 7 and Microsoft Office 2007. You can reach us on our Facebook page, which is myjourneyhomenv.org, or you can reach us at our office at 825-8118, 825-8118, and those computers are also available for anybody who needs one at home. They're $150. You can get a mouse, keyboard, monitor, computer.
Plus, all the training required to get that veteran back into the workplace and back into society. Plus, remember, listen to all of our veteran shows right here on 99.1. FM Talk, Fox News Radio. That's Tipping Point with Boone Cutler, The Wounded Veteran with Bill Thomas, and Situation Report with Dr. Robert Primo.
Hi, this is Debbie McCarthy of Nevada Matters Media. I want to tell you about a national sponsor we have at Nevada Matters Media, PalmBroker.com. I'm inviting all of you to visit their beautiful website and take a look at all the unbelievable merchandise, including my favorite and every girl's favorite, diamonds. All you have to remember is PalmBroker.com.
Across the nation, people are stepping up for their mothers, fathers, husbands, wives, partners, sisters, and brothers. They're leading the way and walking to end Alzheimer's, the sixth leading cause of death in the nation. Together, we can reclaim the future. Walk to end Alzheimer's. Start a team. Join a team. Go to ALZ.org.
We're back now with the third and final segment of Bookhound, brought to you by LaRue Press and taped in front of a live audience here at Reno Town Mall now, directly across from the Reno Sparks Convention Center. Our flagship station is 99.1 FM Talk, Fox News Radio, and we stream around the world, and also should be heard on other stations here very shortly. Let's get back to Bookhound right now for the third and final segment with the host of the show, Jan Hermsen. Jan, who do we have next?
Well, believe it or not, we have Eddie Floyd next.
Wow, I think I can muster him up.
I think I can figure it out.
Thank you very much, Jan. That's quite an honor. I was shocked when you said, hey, I'd like to have you on Bookhound. That was quite an honor. I really appreciate
that. Well, I'm thrilled because, you know, Eddie came to me a while back and presented a manuscript that is all about
Final Breath. It's all about a story that was taking place on a ranch here in northern Nevada, where a young man is explaining to his wife about his elderly grandparents, and quite frankly, you think he's explaining to them about how they passed away on that ranch.
It did sound that way.
And more importantly, how they were able to utilize a flower that is only grown right here north of Reno on that ranch. And the name of that flower happens to be called the same title as the book, Final Breath, because they learned something at the end of the book, Jan. They learned that if indeed you do take your final breath in the presence of that flower, as it emits a certain vapor,
right,
like it does on certain times of the day, then guess what happens, Jan?
I can't imagine. Why don't you tell us?
Reverse aging.
There you go.
And I am looking everywhere for that flower.
I was going to say, you must have that flower, right?
Oh, no, I wish I did have that flower. But I tell you what, the book has that flower. And apparently what they're thinking about doing, Jan, is turning that into a four-television movie.
Yes, that's what you were telling me. I was very excited to hear that. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, what they're doing, the plot itself lends itself to a Hallmark style, if you will.
Yes, it does.
Made for television movie. And so when they contacted me from the headquarters offices and said, okay, now we would like to publish, that's when I put my foot down and said, nope, I'm going to go with the local people. I want it published right here in northern Nevada. More specifically, I want LaRue Press to represent me and Jan Hermsen.
And we were very pleased to be the ones to be chosen to do that. And we would have chosen you had you not chosen us.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you. Very kind. But, yeah, we look forward to that. Now, fortunately for the rest of northern Nevada, I'll be leaving periodically to go on what they call a book tour. It's nothing more than almost a door-to-door sales pitch.
That's it. Boy, every author has to do them.
Yes, you do. And I remember when a dear friend of mine, Jan, told me about his very first book, okay? And that was Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Right.
You know, and
I am very familiar with Dr. Dyer.
Yes, and Dr. Dyer told me, he said, Eddie, let me tell you what I did. I stopped being a professor. He said, and I actually filled the back end of my station, that wagon, up with books, and I went from radio station to radio station. But guess what? When they mapped out things for me, Jan, it hasn't changed much.
And, you know, I've actually been asking a lot of authors this question. As far as the internet goes, a lot of people are doing the virtual book tours.
Yes.
And I've asked authors how they feel. I've just put this question out, so maybe you can answer me, too. How they feel publicity is important, but if there's a difference in the type of publicity that they get, whether it's radio, TV, or if they do the door-to-door, and how they value that and in what terms that is.
You know, I was amazed, Jan, and I'm so glad you brought the question up, because I was amazed that the roadmap for yours truly seems to be where, yes, indeed, I'll be going from radio station to television station,
right,
to different parts of our nation to promote this particular book and its sequel. But the reality is, I've never seen so many plans, if you will, mm-hmm, for social media,
right,
as well.
Yes.
Seems nowadays like if you do have something like your very first guest there, I could see a book like Auto Emotions 101 actually going viral.
Right.
And I could also see it being a training guide for salesmen, you know, all across this nation. So Dennis did a great job.
And, he did.
And I was honored when you asked me to be on a segment of Book Town, because as usual, you know, anybody who ever writes anything wants to promote it every opportunity they
Absolutely.
Can. And I'm so proud of you for choosing Fox News Radio and 99.1 to promote authors nationwide, because this is what's needed. Where else are they going to do it? Everybody wants to interview an author after he's made his first,
right,
you know, million
That's
dollars.
That's very true. That's
okay,
very
but
true.
Nobody except for LaRue Press and you, and that's why there wasn't even reservation when they asked me, who are you going to utilize? Will you utilize us? And I had to apologize and say, no, with your permission, I'm going to use LaRue Press. They are local. I have a one-on-one relationship with the owner of LaRue Press, one of the owners. And Jan, I think that's really important for an author nowadays.
So do I. I think it's very important for authors to get themselves out there, which is why LaRue decided that we needed to interview, besides best-selling authors, we needed to interview the average author that's out there just trying to push their book. They all have something important to say. They all feel that they've written a good book or it wouldn't be out there.
Right.
And so many of them have invested their own dollars to do it. So I think that it's a great thing to be able to talk to them, to find out the quality that they have out there, because I think that self-publishers have been bashed a lot for putting out work that's not edited. So we look for that quality work.
And you know, Jan, before we close out this segment, I'm going to flip it on you. I want people to know that you give authors, including yours truly, you give authors options, you know, not just vanity book sales, but you gave me like three different options that I could select from, and I selected the one that put both you and I to work a little bit.
That's
where
right.
I'm out promoting the book, but you're publishing it, and we're both doing it for our very own ulterior motives, and that is so that LaRue Press will have a home run, and yours truly will have a home run as well.
We offer three different options for people to publish. They can do it the traditional way, which means that we're going to make a decision. We can do it self-published, meaning that you pay everything and we do the printing for you. Or we do a sort of a shared type of deal where we both invest our dollars and time and go with it that way.
And how do the people get a hold of you one last time as we close out Bookhound?
You can reach us on the internet, www.lrpnv.com, or give us a call, 775-849-3814.
And don't forget to pick up Dennis Dupreau's book, Auto Emotions 101, and keep your eyes open for Final Breath.
I was just going to say, don't forget about Eddie Floyd and Final Breath. Watch for it both in print as well as at Hallmark.
We'll see you next week on The Bookhound.